About the seven wonders of the name of Jesus. Amen. Say that with me. The seven wonders of the name of Jesus. Now go to Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. And from here on out, I'll tell you when to change the slide. Philippians chapter 2, read it out loud. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Out loud, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Even louder, that at every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, as we pray tonight, I'd like to also pray for our service next Sunday, September the 10th. I am really believing that a lot of people that would not be in church next Sunday will find their way on the campus of this property. And that our pastor will be anointed, our music will be anointed, as it always is. But we know the enemy likes to fight. We know every now and then he'll throw in a hurricane to stop events like this. But my scripture says Jesus is Lord over heaven and earth. And I just looked on my accurate weather bug on my iPhone. And it has next Sunday, Brother Doug and Vera, at 71 degrees. Perfect. Amen. Weather next Sunday. Now, I want you to pray this week. I want you to invite this week. Because we are to go into... There's a scripture that says compel them to come to the house of the Lord. And we're going to have a great... There's no reason for anybody to say no. If you say, will you come to church next Sunday? There's no reason for them to say no, because you're going to hear great music. You're going to have great preaching. You're going to have great cooking, great food, great fellowship, something for everybody. And let's just pray in this prayer that we'll have a wonderful, great Sunday as the Lord moves in a mighty way. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come tonight believing that back to church Sunday, God, you're already, there's momentum in the air, God. There's been a shift in the atmosphere. And every Sunday, we're adding new people. And we pray this upcoming Sunday, Lord, would just propel us to that level, God, that we'll look back and say, after September the 10th, 2017, we were never, 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 never the same. Not because of us, but because of you when Jesus is in the house. And Lord, we pray, God, for the weather. We pray for the food, the workers, all that takes place. Let there be excitement among our people that we're going to compel people to come, and we're going to see people. We pray that at least one soul will be saved, and God will give you the praise. And everybody said amen. Amen. And God bless you. As you're being seated, tell somebody you're glad to see them tonight. Amen. Amen. Next slide. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And it's always good to see R.L. Downing and his wife tonight. Give them a good Westmoreland welcome. We love you guys. And R.L. pastored here when it was Living Waters. He followed me when this was Living Waters. And we just honor you, brother. We love you and your precious wife there tonight. And before you guys leave tonight, we just want to love on you and just let you know how much you are valued and how much you are appreciated and how much me and my wife love you guys. And if you don't have any plans tonight, meet me at Cracker Barrel and I'll buy you some pancakes. So that'd be okay. Be glad to do that tonight. That'll shorten this sermon if you'll agree to do that. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And somebody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The seven wonders of the name of Jesus. Now we talk about the seven wonders of the world. On the next slide, I tried to get a few pictures. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon. The colossal statue of Zeus at Olympus. The Temple of Artemis at Ephesus. The Taj Mahal of... I'm laughing a little bit because none of these are in Wilson County. the Taj Mahal. Anybody ever been to the Taj Mahal? And some of you may have traveled. I don't know. Okay. Or the Great Pyramids of Egypt. There's something about those that we call the seven wonders of the ancient world. But tonight, there's something more grandeur, more awe-inspiring, more breathtaking than all of these put together, times 10 to the 10th power. And that is the wonder of the name of Jesus. Audrey Meyer encapsulated it best when he penned these words. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him. Love and adore Him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Tonight, let me tell you how wonderful the name of Jesus is. The seven wonders on the next slide of the name of Jesus. Isaiah says, read it with me, His name shall be called Wonderful. And let me give you those seven wonders. Next slide. Wonder number one is the wonder of security. Say security. Now we're coming up on September the 11th anniversary. And we'll never forget the day of fire, as President Bush said in his second inaugural. And as a response to the global war on terror, the United States government, under the leadership of President George W. Bush, after those days, created the Department of Homeland Security. And now we have to take extra precautions. Everything has changed. Now we have to go through extra checkpoints at the airport, pat downs and body scans. We are encouraged to keep our eyes peeled on anything suspicious. Why? For security. But I want you to know that the only real security is not from the Department of Defense or the Department of Homeland Security. The greatest defense is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. John chapter 10 verse 28, and I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man, glory to God, pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. My friend, that is the wonder of security. Because no man can pluck you out. No deacon board, no demon board, no president, no Al-Qaeda, nothing, no cancer can pluck you out of the hands of the Lord. His name is wonderful. The name of Jesus is a name of security. Can you give Him a hand of praise here tonight? And I want you to know that the greatest, despite the greatest security measures in the world, we may still find ourselves hapless victims of this world's violence. But Jesus said, fear not them which can kill the body. Rather, fear Him which can destroy the soul into hell. And I want you to know that even in death itself, I am secure. I don't like to fly. Pastor, you can fly. Go and fly to the nations of the earth. And as long as I'm in my Lincoln Town Car up and down the roads of Wilson County, I'll be praying for you. I don't like to fly. But let me tell you something. If I'm in an airplane or if I'm in an elevator on a high rise or if I'm over the Golden Gate Bridge and it begins to wobble or if I'm in a doctor's office and they give me a bad report, I'm here to tell you I am secure in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? I'm leaning on the everlasting arms, the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 7 and verse 59 says that they stone Stephen calling upon God as he's being stoned. How many of you know that had to hurt? Come on. How that had to hurt? I mean, can you imagine standing and people throwing big rocks at you and one right after the other until you're dead? But while they're doing their worst, God was doing His best, and Jesus wasn't sitting. He stood up, and Stephen said, I see Jesus standing at the Father's. Do you know what's going to happen when I die? I don't know how I'm going to die, but I know what's going to happen when I die. What's going to happen? You might not see it, but I'm going to see it. You might not hear me say it, but I'm going to say it somewhere in that journey. I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. That's security in life and security in death. Somebody give Him a hand of praise tonight. When John Wilkes Booth died in that barn up in Virginia, having assassinated our president, the bullet hit his neck, and he became paralyzed, and they held up his hands, and he uttered the last two words, useless, useless. When Voltaire died, the great atheist of the 17th century, when he died, he uttered these words, I wish I was never born. And his maid said, for all the wealth of Europe, I will never again see an infidel die. But let me tell you, when I die, listen closely, because you're going to hear these words. I see Jesus standing. That security. Can you say amen? And that's wonderful, isn't it? Then number two, not only is the wonder, the next slide, is the wonder of serenity. Serenity. Look at John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world giveth. Let not your heart be troubled. Say that with me. Let not your heart be troubled. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. Let not your heart be troubled. I said, let not your heart be troubled. You don't know what I'm facing tomorrow. Let not your heart be troubled. You don't know what my kids are involved in. Let not your heart be troubled. You don't know what Al-Qaeda is doing. You don't know what this hurricane is churning out in the Atlantic. I said, let not your precious heart be troubled. Be safe and secure and be at peace. Because the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. The wonder of serenity. I love to tell this about Robert Louis Stevenson. He wrote that book, Treasure Island. His father was a chief engineer in lighthouses all up and down the coast of Scotland. And when Robert Louis Stevenson was just a boy, his father took him on an ocean voyage to inspect the lighthouses and the towers along the coast of Scotland. And they weren't out very long until a tremendous storm came upon the sea. And for over 24 hours, they feared for their lives. Robert Louis Stevenson's father made his way up to the deck. There was only one man up there, the pilot, the captain of the ship. The waves were so boisterous, the winds were so loud, the rain was so hard that he had taken a rope and strapped himself to the foremast of that ship so he would not himself be swept out into the ocean. And when Robert Louis Stevenson's father finally made it below, made it up to the deck where the captain was. He took one look at the face of the captain, and without saying a word, he went back down to where his son was. And his little boy was waiting at the door when his father walked in, and the young Robert Louis Stevenson said, Daddy, are we going to drown? Daddy, is this ship going down? Are we going to sink? Are we going to die? I'm so afraid, Daddy. And Mr. Stevenson picked up his little boy and hugged him, held him to his chest and said, Son, we're not going down. We're going to make it through this storm. I said, Daddy, how do you know we are? How do you know we're going to make it? The storm is so bad. The ship is rocking. And he said, Son, don't be afraid. I looked into the captain's face and he was smiling. My friend, did you know that the Bible says that Jesus is the captain of our salvation? And without even saying a word, we can look up and take peace and know that He is still smiling, and we are going to make it. And let not your heart be troubled. That's the wonder of serenity. Give Him another hand of praise here tonight, that we're going to make it through the storms of life. Then there's not only the wonder of security. I'm safe. Not only the wonder of serenity. I'm secure. But notice number three, I love this one, is the wonder of authority. Now, there's authority in a president. There's authority in a premier. There's authority in a prime minister. But listen, we have not seen authority, and we've not seen power like we've seen in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 10 and verse 17. I believe it's on the next slide. And the 70 return again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through Thy name." Have you tried this out? You say, "Well, I got to be in church, and I got to be at the altar, and I got to be under Brother Jerry when he's dancing and pulling out his oil bottle and praying." And we all recognize that powerful anointing on our pastor. But let me tell you, at the break room, brother, sister, you can use the name of Jesus. Amen. At the bus stop, in the coffee shop, in the donut shop, I want you to know you can use the name. You've got authority. Don't wait till the next prayer meeting. Pull out your hand, pull out your faith, and say, "My brother, my sister, I say in the name of Jesus Christ, be made whole." And we take authority over that situation right here and right now. We have authority, every last one of us, to use the name of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen tonight? I love that scripture. It says, even the devils are subject unto us. That, get a hold of that. Devil, you have to obey my orders. Not because of Ricky Nelms, but because in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm trying to think of somebody really, really. Let's say Miss Jane over here. Miss Jane, can I use you for an example? You know, she's this petite lady, kind of got a high voice. But let's just say Miss Jane gets a job as a police officer. And this big 300-pound fella, I'm not going to call any names here tonight, amen. I won't use any examples like that. Is doing something wrong. Miss Jane's got her police badge on. And she confronts that big fella. You know, that big fella can just wipe her out just like that. But now she's going to put up a fight. I can tell you that. I know Jane. Amen. You know, redheads. Amen. Let's no more on that. But let me tell you, if she's got the authority of the police department of Wilson and she says, "Mister, you are under arrest," let me tell you something. Things are going to happen. Amen. Things are going to happen. Now, she might have to get some backup, and she might have to execute it. But I'm here to tell you, we've got authority. In the name of Jesus, devil, you're not having my child. You're not having my mind. You're not having my job. You're not having my pocketbook. In the name, I've got authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God tonight. Start using it in the name of you. Quit whimpering around and say, "Oh, poor me. And what am I going to do?" Stand up and say, "In Jesus' name, Satan, I rebuke you. I have authority over you. And I take that authority and I use it in the wonder of the name of Jesus." Somebody shout hallelujah tonight. Over cancer, over disease, over demonic power. You remember that story in the book of Acts where these guys who were imposters, they ran into some demons. And they were imposters, you know, they were just out for the show. And they came up against a demon-possessed man. And here's what they said. They said, "We adjure you in the name of Jesus, of whom Paul preacheth, to come out of that man." And you know what the devil did? They just laughed. So like when I was a bus driver. And on the first day of school, oh, happy day. And I say, "Be quiet." How many of you know that when I say be quiet, how many of you know that didn't work? Amen. Probably did. Yes, got louder. And I can see those demons. They're like, ha! Paul I know. Jesus I know. But who are you? And it won't good. But I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, when you stand up in the name of Jesus, the devil ain't going to sass you, brother. He's going to obey, that every knee should bow. We take authority over it. We need to preach more and believe more that we have authority in the name of Jesus Christ. We can execute. In fact, Psalms 149, it's not in my notes tonight, but it talks about that this privilege has all the saints to execute authority in the name of the Lord. That's what's wrong with the world today. The church is rolling over, letting too much go on. Everybody else is standing up for their rights, standing up for their unholy, ungodly cause, and we're yawning and getting mad because somebody didn't shake our hand or somebody didn't recognize. Let me tell you, friend, we got to stand up and say, in the name of Jesus, we're taking authority in our country. We're taking authority in our lives. I wish somebody would say amen tonight. And you don't have to wait for the pastor. You don't have to be the Pope. You don't have to have a proxy. You can go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody say, in Jesus' name. Mountains be moved. And I mean, speak to that mountain and say, in the name of Jesus, be thou removed. In the name of Jesus, speak to the storm and say, peace, be still. That's authority. Now use it or lose it. And don't think the devil's going to give it up. He's going to be like those kids on the school bus. That's all right. I'll throw that bus in park on the side of the road, put that emergency flashers on, and I'll get up out of that driver's seat and I'll stand up and I'll raise my voice. But I'll tell you what, before that bus rolls again, they're going to be sitting there like military cadets. I'll threaten them with suspension. I'll tell them the principal's going to come. I'll do everything I can to take authority because I'm the bus driver, brother. We've got a destination to go. Somebody say amen. You got a mean business to do business. Amen. You can't face the day. I don't know why I'm preaching on this, but this is not in my notes. But you got to take hold of the day. You got to take hold of your situation. You are not. I know he's controversial, but Joel Osteen, I think he got it from his father. You are not the victim. You are the victor, because that's true, whether it's said by Joel Osteen or not. Praise God, we are the victors because we have the wonder of his authority. Take it over disease. Take it over drugs. Take it over habits. Take it over your depression and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm a child of God. And every chain, I'm going to keep preaching to y'all. Shout me down. Amen. Until you get it. If you're going to receive it, if you're going to use it, will you say amen? Somebody say, in Jesus' name, the demons will flee. Amen. That's the wonder of his name, authority. Number four, the wonder, next slide, of permanency. Now, that is a wonderful thing. When you think about the name of Jesus, number four, the wonder of permanency. Because when I started out this message, I told you about the seven wonders of the ancient world. But did you know that some of those seven wonders of the ancient world, did you know they no longer exist? They have blown to dust. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon are just pictures of a forgotten era. The Temple of Diana in Ephesus, long gone. But Psalm 72 says, his name shall endure forever and forever. His name will become, it's permanent. You know, since I've been alive, I was born on August the 9th, 1971. Any of you history buffs know what happened on August the 9th, 1974? Anybody knows what happened that day? You want to take a guess? A president resigned. His name was, y'all done forgot, Richard Nixon. He resigned on my birthday when I turned 3 years of age. And Nixon was gone. And then I remember vaguely Carter. And then I remember Reagan. And Reagan was from 80 to 89. And that's when I, you know, really began to grow in, as a teenager. And then when I was in high school, George H.W. Bush and the Persian Gulf War. And then Bush got defeated by, sad to say, I ain't going to say that. Bill Clinton came from Arkansas. And then in 2000, George W. Bush. And then Barack Obama. And just think of them guys have served all these presidents. They came and they went. Barack Obama's probably in Hawaii somewhere playing golf. George W. Bush. You know, the last time I saw George W. Bush was in the, I was actually in the same ballpark, the Texas Rangers, when we went to General Conference in 2013. My family lives there and we all went to a ball game and they said, look, down there, there's former President Bush. So the last time I saw him, he was at a ball game. Come on. And Donald Trump's our president, and one day he's going to step aside. But let me tell you, of all the kings and of all the prime ministers, I thought of in Britain, you know, Margaret Thatcher, and then David Cameron, and I thought about in Russia. You know, when I was coming up, it was some of those Russian dictators, and now we have Putin. But let me tell you, friend, the name of Jesus Christ, long after these men are gone and forgotten and blighted, and a footnote in history, let me tell you something. Somebody somewhere, by the multitudes and the scores, are still going to be proclaiming and loving and serving and experiencing the name. It is permanent. It is here to stay, not only from the past, not only in the present, but forever and ever, world without end. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. It will last long before the wonders of this world are but dust. And if you believe it, say amen tonight. Let me give you an example how people forget. Have you ever heard or are you familiar with the person? His name is Peter Duran. Anybody ever heard of Peter Duran? D-U-R-A-N-D. Anybody know who in the world I'm talking about? Has anybody ever used a can opener? Raise your hand. Do we have a can opener in the kitchen of this church? Guess who invented it? Peter Duran. We forgot his name, didn't we, Brother Philip? Now, how about Edwin Rudd? R-U-D-D. R-U-D-D, Edwin Rudd. Anybody know what he invented? Air conditioner, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Actually, he created the water heater first. So when you're in an air-conditioned room, thank God for him. And when you're taking a nice hot shower, think of Hamilton Smith. Anybody ever heard of Hamilton Smith? See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. People forget names. They're not permanent. Hamilton Smith, just for the record, created what I sell at Best Buy, the washing machine. And all you ladies say hallelujah. We forget these names. But his name shall endure. Ageless, dateless, timeless. On and on, angels will be shouting it. Saints rejoicing in it. The church celebrating it. Your situation. Let me tell you something. His name is permanent. But take hope tonight that your situation is not. Can I get a witness out there? Whatever you're going through. You're going through. Amen. Well, praise God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'll just share this because I know people watch and ministers go through troubles. And I remember standing up 2 years ago. I didn't know, I didn't have a church to pastor. Didn't have a revival book. Didn't have a home. I didn't know what was going to happen. I know that my ministry was coming to an end, sadly, where I was at. And I remember, and the last few weeks of me pastoring there, I made a covenant to God. I said, Lord, I've given my resignation and I want to be the I want the last 7 weeks to be the best 7 weeks of my pastorate here. I want to leave on a high note, loving the people. And the battle is over, and the decisions have been made. And right now is the time to bring the church together and prepare them for the future. Because the church is not about Ricky Nims. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I remember I preached the last 7 Sundays on the 7 I am statements in the book of John. I said, church, I'm leaving as your pastor, and the Lord is moving us on, but you're going to remain, and I want you to focus not on the, because they had other pastors that had tremendous problems. Satan had really tried to hurt the church and hurt the pastors, and now I was leaving, and we know to get to all of it, it really was the devil trying to stop a church. Can I get a witness? And those last 7 Sundays, I said, I want to leave you knowing the I am. He is the one that's going to see you through. And I remember I stood up in that pulpit and about 200 people were sitting there. And I began to read, let not your heart be troubled. The I am. He is the I am statement of John. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that was what I was going to preach that morning. And so I read, let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you. I stopped reading. I go to prepare a place for you. God spoke to me just as clear in front of those people and said, I've prepared a place for you. And I knew right then. I didn't know where, but I knew. Listen, things are not going to stay the same. You will get through it. I've got a sermon I'm working on. And I started to preach it. But you remember the eclipse a few days ago? Y'all done forgot that too, hadn't you? Okay, we had an eclipse a few days ago. And so I was looking out the window at Best Buy just thinking everything was going to turn dark. You know, it's going to be 90%. And it wasn't a big thing, was it, here? But we had some glasses. And I looked up and I saw the eclipse and blah, 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 blah. And there were some people that drove hours to sit in darkness. I mean, they clogged the highways to see the lights go out. Somebody cut the lights out if you want to right now. And when we'll say, and come back on. Amen. But he was about to do it. But let me tell you, the eclipse is over. Yeah, it got dark for a little bit. But guess what? About an hour later, everything was back to normal. Friend, things do not stay permanent. There's only one thing permanent. That's the precious name of Jesus and the promises of God and His plan. And let not your heart, He will bring you through to the other side. Hallelujah. By the way, that place He prepared for me was Wilson, North Carolina, and a church called Westmoreland, serving under Brother Jerry. And thank you, Father. I'm honored to be here. That was kind of a soft hand clap there, but I know, though. I feel the love. Praise God. We got two more to go. Number 5, the wonder of royalty. And I'm going to... The last two will be quicker. The wonder of royalty. You see, this is where we get in trouble. The wonder of the royalty of Jesus. You see, as long as we say He was a good man, we don't get any problems, do we? As long as we say He's a philosopher, a moralist, maybe an educator, maybe a good person, but don't say He's God. Don't claim Him to be a king. But the minute you say, wait a minute, He's more than a philosopher. He's more than a physician. He's more than the Beatitudes of be good to your fellow man. He's God. I'm talking about Jesus Christ in the flesh. God Almighty, King of Kings. More than a speaker, more than a leader, more than a gentle lamb. He is not only a lamb, He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue must confess. Oh, let me tell you, one day Vladimir Putin is going to bow the knee and say in Russian or whatever, Jesus Christ is Lord. What's the fella's name, Brother Elam, in North Korea? Sung Young Ung, whatever, is going to bow and say that Jesus, he may never say Trump is president, but he will one day say Jesus Christ is Lord. He, the wonder of his royalty, his splendor. He, in the book of Malachi, God said, I am a great king. And if he is a king, then reverence him, worship him, respect him, obey him. Love him. He's not only a dictator, but he's a benevolent dictator because he not only demands our worship. Praise God, he deserves it because he gave his all for us. He's my king. Ooh, I wonder if you know him. The Bible says my king. I'm going to do it. Yeah, Brother Ariel, you know what I'm talking about. The Bible says my king is a seven-way king. He's the king of the Jews. That's an ethnic king. He's the king of Israel. That's a national king. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. And I wonder, do you know him? Woo! He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. That's my king. Do you know him? He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the miracle of the ages. He's the superlative of everything good. He supplies strength for the weak. He heals the sick. He cleanses the leper. He forgives sinners. He discharges the debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He rewards the diligent. He beautifies the meek. And I just wonder tonight, do you know him? That's my king. Whew, I might take off my coat tonight. He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring to wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. I wonder, do you know him? That's my king. Oh, his goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His word is enough. And his grace is sufficient. You can't get him off your mind. And you can't get him off your hand. You can't outlive him. And you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death could not handle him. And the grave could not hold him. That's my king. I wonder, do you know my king tonight? He's always been and he always will be. I'm talking about the fact that he had no predecessor and he will have no successor. There's nobody before him, nobody after him. You can't impeach him and he is not going to resign. I wish you'd stand and give him a standing ovation. The wonder of his royalty, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. That's my king. I wonder, does anybody know him here tonight? Woo! Somebody give you a neighbor a high five. Brother Clark, I want you to come. And just get right ready and I'll let you know when to start. Number six. I've talked about security, say amen. The wonder of his serenity, say amen. The wonder of his authority, say amen. The wonder of his permanency, say amen. The wonder of his royalty, say amen. Number six is the wonder of his clemency. Look at Acts 10 and 43. To him gave all the prophets witness that through his what? Whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Neither is there salvation to any other. I want to say to Facebook Live audience tonight, and to our live stream, we have over 150 sometime that are watching these services. I want you to know that there is salvation in no other but Jesus Christ. No other name under heaven I honor and revere our president. I honor and revere our pastor. I honor and revere our bishops. These are good men. But these are not the greatest men. Jesus Christ is the greatest. Amen. Now, when you think of Bill Gates, you think of computers. When you think of Henry Ford, you think of cars. When you think of Steve Jobs, you think of Apple computers. But when you think of Jesus, you need to think of salvation. Salvation. We've heard the joyful sound that Jesus saves. Jesus saves. I heard about a man going through a toll booth. And when there's a white Cadillac in front of him. And the white Cadillac and went on through the toll booth. And as the man was coming up to pay his toll, all he saw, you know, there's a little attendant in there. And all he saw was the attendant's arm waving him on through. He was like, well, why is he telling me to go on through? Because I haven't paid the toll. And so he come to a stop. And the guy was waving him on. And he rolled down his window. And the man got a little upset with him. He said, mister, didn't I tell you to go on? He said, well, yeah, you did, but I haven't paid the toll. Mister, did you see that white Cadillac up there? Just came through? Yes, sir. The person at Cadillac said he knew you. And he's already paid your toll. Now, would you move on? I'm going to tell you something. When I get to heaven, and all of my sermons can't pay the toll, and all of my good deeds can't pay the toll. I know I'm a debtor. I know I'm a sinner from the moment of my... The earliest memory I have is when I stole candy from White Supermarket in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I was a thief from birth, brother. I'm telling you. And turn around and tell somebody, it might be you too. All have sinned. Come short of the glory of God. Why y'all laughing so hard on that? I'm going to pick on my sister. We went to JCPenney's at one time, and she was about 8 years old. And we come out of JCPenney, and it's my mother and me and my little sister. And my sister opened up. She had picked up, you know, they have little rings out there on the counter, little $2 or $3 rings. But she had gotten a pocket full. Oh, my God. We went back in that JCPenney. We asked to see the manager. I remember we walked down the long hall and a man sitting behind the desk. It was dark. It was like, and my mother was like, I'm so sorry, but and he didn't give 1 ounce of pity. He didn't say, ma'am, I understand. He just looked at us and I'll never forget the fear in our eyes. And from to this day, we have not let our sister forget how close we all came to being locked up that day. Brother and sister, we were all sinners born in sin. But I'm here to tell you, when I get to heaven, there's going to be a nail-scarred hand waving me through. And God the Father is going to say, you see that man, he's already paid your toll. All of grace, sola fide, faith alone. Thank God for the wonder. Have you been forgiven tonight? Has he rolled your sin away? And I'm here to tell you, he not only forgave my sin when I was a sinner, he still forgives me of sins even to this day, because I haven't made it to heaven yet. I still struggle. I'm human like anybody else. I'm sanctified, but I'm a sanctified human. Amen. And I need his grace. Hallelujah. Thank God for forgiveness. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for his amazing grace. And then the last one. Would you stand? And I'll let you know when to play. But would you stand? I want you to know the greatest wonder of the name of Jesus. I've talked to you about security, serenity, authority, permanency, royalty, clemency. But the greatest wonder of all is when you know him personally. Amen. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares. I'm singing off key, but it's good to me anyway. Amen. I heard about this. I'm closing with this story. And Brother Clark, give me one more second. I'll let you play. Amen. But years ago, the great violinist had a friend who was an engineer. And I could give you their names, but I just want to get you to the altar tonight. Because I want you to bask in the wonder of the name of Jesus tonight. And I want you just to love on your King tonight. But this engineer was so wrapped up into his music. He had a friend that was a great violin, a concert violinist. And they had grown up together. But this man was all business. All books and all mathematical formulas. And he didn't have time for concerts. He didn't have time for anything. And his friend said, "Why don't you come? Why don't you come and hear me in this concert?" And he said, "I don't have time for music. I'm a working man. I got to make a living." And his friend, who was the violinist, said, "What am I going to do? This man needs something. His life has got to be miserable." So he went to his office and he said, "My violin is broke. Can you help me fix it?" And he had pulled the strings out, and the engineer was like, "Yeah, I think I could fix this." So he worked, you know, he really wasn't broke. And so he watched his engineer kind of put it together. And the engineer said, "Well, why don't you try it?" And the violinist said, "Yeah, let me see if you actually fixed it." And so his friend, the violinist, began to string that violin and play as only a master could play. And the engineer began to melt. Tears welled up in his eyes. And when he finished playing, he walked over and he said, "You know, I've worked all my life. And it wasn't until this moment that I realized that I was missing something." Amen. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people out here tonight. You're missing something. And his name is Jesus. Go ahead. His name is Jesus. Would you just lift your hand and let the Master just minister to you tonight? If you're missing something tonight, peace. If you're missing hope for the future, you cannot keep your eyes on the past and on the Lord at the same time. I say that again, and I'm preaching to Ricky Nelms because I've been through the hurts. You cannot keep your eyes on the past and on the Lord. His name is wonderful. Is He your King tonight? If there's anything missing in your life tonight, I want you to step out of your seat and come to this altar. And number two, if you just want to bask in the wonder of the name of Jesus, would you step out of your seat and come and just worship the name of Jesus? Speak to the mountain. Take authority over that situation. Come on down tonight. Use the name of Jesus. Love the name of Jesus. Preach the name of Jesus. Tell somebody about the name of Jesus. There's hope in the name of Jesus. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, we bless you tonight. Oh, Jesus.
Do you know him?
Is there something missing?
You can turn him away. Oh, Jesus.
The seven wonders of the name of Jesus. At His name, sickness is healed. Mountains are moved. Take authority tonight. That's my King. That's my King.
You can turn
Him away.
Oh, Jesus.
Wonderful name of Jesus. Precious name of Jesus. Proclaim the name of Jesus. Share the name of Jesus. Get on Facebook and shout the name of Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. Put it on social media. Tweet it out. Shout it out. Tell somebody, "I'm a Christian. I'm a Christ follower. I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up. up in Jesus. Hallelujah. Miracles. I said miracles are in the name of Jesus. He said, I will.
Like a ship without a sail.
Come on, lift up your hands tonight in your worship. The King. Bow to the King. Trust the King. At the word of the King, things change.
Do you know Him today?
Hallelujah! Jesus.
Without Him, how lost I would be.
Let me add this. Lord, just when the pastor preached this morning, he said to the leper, and I just thought of this. He said to the leper, the leper said, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. You just stop right there with make me. Lord, you can make me or remake me. Right? And Jesus said, and the pastor, this is what the pastor preached this morning. Jesus looked and said what? Right. Now, let me just tell you what just came to my mind. He didn't say, I will for you be clean. Now, that's what you were trying to say. And he didn't say, well, I will for you. No, he just said, I will. So, in my mind, when the leper said, you can make me clean, Jesus said, I will. You know what? That included that leper, the next leper, the leper down the street, the leper 500 years, the leper of Ricky Nims, who stole when he was 5 years of age. He said, I will, I will, I will. Would you just lift your hand and say, Lord, I thank you that you will. Your will. You've got a will to bless. You've got a will to heal. You've got a will to restore. Hallelujah. All that the devil has stolen. All the years that have the canker worm hath eaten. Oh God, the name of Jesus is power. And we give you praise tonight. We give you praise tonight. Now I want you this week to go out and share the name of Jesus. Why don't you put on Facebook, praise the name of Jesus. Why don't you tweet it out? Why don't you tell somebody, be here next Sunday. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. By the way, Pastor, First Responder Sunday. Do you know who is the first responder? He's the greatest first responder. Because before the foundations of the world, the Lamb of God had already responded. Amen. Before I got in my mess, He had already provided my miracle. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. I want you to give the Lord a praise tonight, a hand of praise. God is good all the time. Amen, brother. Come here, brother.